Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll go around the NFL, start to take a peek at some of the weekend matchups at 11 o'clock. The Redskins' defense is going to be challenged by the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night. Not just because Carson Wentz is playing the best football of his career. They have upgraded their wide receiver personnel, as we saw in week one. But because Washington is wounded. And because they are now missing Jonathan Allen, who was second on the team in quarterback pressures and hits for the remainder of the year. Add him to the pile of Trent Murphy, outside linebacker. And on the defensive front, nose tackle Phil Taylor, to the lost members of a defense that looked much improved on paper and has been much better on the field, but that continues to lose bodies. Danny, they may not have Josh Norman, who is their number one cornerback, their highest paid player. They may not have Bashaud Breeland, who is their number two cornerback and will be a high-priced free agent this offseason based on how he's playing. So that means Quentin Dunbar and Fabian Moreau and on the defensive line, Stacy McGee and Terrell McClain, among others, are really going to play expanded roles. What we want to ask right now on the phones is what Redskins defender most has to step up if they're going to not drop off without Allen and potentially one or both of those corners against Philly on Monday night? At 800-636-1067, you can call us now. 800-636-1067. There's a couple ways to do this, Danny. You can ask for more from your best players. Zach Brown, who's headed to a Pro Bowl if he stays healthy this season. Ryan Kerrigan, who's already got 3.5 sacks. Preston Smith, who's got a sack in every game. Matt Ioannidis has become a pocket-pushing, interior-collapsing, bull-rushing force with brute strength that gets home. Or you can ask for something out of guys who aren't really doing anything yet. Which direction are you going?
So it's to me, it's the latter. It's the guys that have just sort of been around, part of the rotation, et cetera, that you haven't noticed. I can't tell you exactly what Terrell McClain has done this year, number 97. I can't tell you exactly what Stacy McGee has done. I'm sure, you know, if people watching the coaches film, they could point out certain plays and certain things, and that's all well and good. These are free agents. These are guys that you paid handsomely that weren't really starters. You're paying them like starters. They've got to behave now like starters. You can always find these guys. You can always find them and from a different scheme that come in and, you know, you've got to maybe pay a little bit more than you'd like to, but just to be okay. I need them to be better than okay without Jonathan Allen. I think people are going to start to see a difference in this Redskins defense without him, unless guys like this, McClain, McGee, those two guys need to step up the most. The other guy I'd also point to, Jeeps, I think you need more out of your second-round pick, Ryan Anderson. I know there's not a lot of opportunity right now for him because Preston Smith is balling out, playing so well, and Ryan Kerrigan is playing so well, and they love Junior Gallette in pass-rushing situations, even though he hasn't manifested himself just yet. But I'm just trying to think of a way to kind of maybe change the identity of the defense or do something slightly differently than they were doing before in terms of some of the sub-packages. Because without that three-down defensive lineman that Jonathan Allen is, you're going to have to sort of mix and match a little bit more. I think you might see more Ryan Anderson in the coming weeks as he gets more acclimated.
800-636-1067. Defender, you're putting the spotlight on that's got to be better for the Redskins. I'm going to go back to Terrell McClain because Stacy McGee, I think, has been okay in that Stacy McGee, to me, is a run-stuffing presence. There isn't a whole lot of pass rush there. I didn't expect that when they brought him over. When they signed him and you go back and you watch anything he did in Oakland, he played nose at times over the center. He's a down defensive tackle in a 43, if you want him to play that, who's basically going to take on blocks and occasionally draw some double teams and eat some space. So that's not flash. There's nothing about that that's sexy. You're not buying his jersey. I'm not here to tell you that I thought Terrell McClain would be a pass rusher, but the bill of goods that we were sold in some way was that there is some untapped potential here where this guy, as a five tech, when he's asked to do that, can get up the field. You know, that this guy who's 6'2 and 302 and at 29 years old, entering the prime of his career, you'd think, was someone who could help improve the pass rush of this defensive front. And that has not happened. He does have a sack when he broke into the backfield at FedEx Field a couple weeks ago and got a quarterback to the ground. I think there basically have been two plays I can recall from him this season that were particularly beneficial to the team. That sack and a fumble recovery where he fell on a football. Otherwise, he's made six tackles in five games as a sparingly used part. They paid him pretty decently.
Yeah.
They didn't pay him a lot. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like he broke the bank. I mean, it was, you know, Steven Paya kind of contract where you sign a guy for a handful of years and $20 million and he's gone in a couple seasons. But when you go into the offseason with the defensive line as your number one priority, and he is the number one player you sign, and then most of the people that cover the team at the end of training camp in the preseason say he's not a roster lock for on the 53-man roster, that it wouldn't be stunning if he got cut. The only reason he got kept, according to a lot of people around the team, was because that was your free agent this offseason. That's not good enough. So now that Jonathan Allen's hurt, it's more important to get something out of him. And if you can't, by the way, I'm not going to waste a lot of time here to try to prove that I'm correct. And I think Jay Gruden and the Redskins have done a great job with this over the last couple of years, Danny. In the past, whether it was Shanahan or, you know, other coaching staffs, they may just beat their head against the wall to say that they were right.
We got to show something, yeah.
Move on from him if he doesn't play well, because Anthony Lanier can play a little bit. And in addition to Anthony Lanier, they just signed A.J. Francis, as Pete mentioned in his update about 10 minutes ago, to their practice squad. I don't know if A.J. Francis is an NFL player or not, but I know this. He's not any worse than Terrell McClain based on how both of them performed when they were side-by-side in the preseason. So give him a chance to step up. Call him into your office this week and challenge him if you're Jim Tom Sula. Tell him we're sinking or swimming with you. Right now, averaging about 4 yards per carry. We've been good. We need to keep it there. If you can't help me do that, I'm going to find someone who can. But McClain is the guy I need to get something out of.
So I'm looking at, and these are always, you know, unofficial. People just kind of count these as best as we can. So don't take these numbers as gospel. But this is your snap count summary from footballguys.com for the Redskins defense. Jonathan Allen, 160. So, again, rotating, kind of keeping part of it. He played 30 snaps before getting hurt. This past week, McClain, McGee, both at exactly 130. That number is, of course, about to go up, you would think, right? Ioannidis has been in there more than both of those players. But between those free agents, I think you've got to emerge with an adequate to even plus defensive line. To me, the biggest difference, and this is a Jim Tom Sula challenge now, the biggest difference between last year and this year is the play of that defensive line. That defensive front has been mostly adequate, but at times really good, where you've seen them pressure. You mentioned Jonathan Allen with the amount of pressures he's created. Matt Ioannidis has been sensational. Again, who knew? If you can get production from your defensive line, doesn't mean sack, doesn't mean a bunch of batted passes. Those are nice. Those are bonuses. Those are all convenient. I love it when it happens, obviously, but that's not what you count on. What you do sort of look for is, are linebackers able to run free and stuff holes and make plays, you know, shooting their gun and getting into the backfield on occasion, and are quarterbacks comfortable in the pocket? You know the difference. You watched enough football. Everybody listening to the show, you've seen enough football to know when a quarterback is comfortable back there and there's space between him and his interior offensive lineman where he can scan the field, pat the football, and deliver a dart. I don't care who's playing cornerback. I don't care if it's the Deion Sanders all-world cornerback all-stars. You are going to give up yardage in this league. If quarterbacks are tapping their feet, they have to look down for a split second. If they're, you know, touching the backs of their offensive lineman on occasion because they're being driven back, it's a different football game. That, to me, is what they're going to miss without Jonathan Allen, and you've got to get some of that from these guys that are already here.
Let's do this next. We'll get to the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines at 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls. We need a defensive player that you think has to step up amid all the injuries. And I've got an interesting, if not curious, update, but potentially a good one on Jonathan Allen. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.